The Money Show.
The Markets.
To Wayne McCurry now from Wealth and Investments at First National Bank. Thank you for joining us this evening, Wayne McCurry, on what could have been a much worse day for the JSE. There was so much pep and excitement and optimism in Asia this morning. Hong Kong was nice and strong, but it didn't carry through anywhere else, really.
The US markets, when they opened up, weren't too bad, but they started to sell off just quite recently, so they're down between 0.5 and 0.8%. So, yeah, I mean, China's got to sort out what they're going to do with their zero COVID policy, because one day you hear they're going to relax and the markets get excited. The next day there's more restrictions and more bad news and the markets go down. But there is a decrease for the first time in quite a while in the number of active cases in China. So that is good news. And they also said that they've now given a second booster shot to the all the old guys and all the old people like me have got quite a high percentage of booster shots. So also some encouragement, but they can't continue with this policy forever.
No, they can't, and it's leading to widespread sort of disconnections around the world. And it's a real fear about the Chinese economy, which has been the engine room of consumption, particularly of commodities, and they're heavily dependent on China in terms of our coal exports, iron ore exports, and many others too. If they slow down quite dramatically, it hurts our export industries, doesn't it?
It definitely does. But look, there is a global slowdown on here. It's already here with us, and you more than likely find the major Western economies will probably go into some form of recession over the next year. Short-lived and mild, I hope, but with the increases we've seen in interest rates, there's no way to actually escape some sort of recession. So demand is going down, and unfortunately, we as a commodity exporter are going to have to live with that for, I don't know, another year or so. But I'm also quite confident in saying that from April, May, June next year, inflation is going to fall rapidly throughout the whole world, and we will probably start to see interest rate cuts end of the year, start of 2024, no matter what the central bankers are saying. They can't say that. They've got to talk their current book, which is still interest rates going up. So we're going to unfortunately have to live through this tough next year as South Africans.
No, I would concur. Certainly, all of the evidence points towards that. A little bit of good news on the day. I don't know if that was instrumental in what drove a little bit of an improvement in the currency, but the jobs numbers catastrophic at 33%, but better than 35% unemployment.
Yeah, look, it's coming down. There was a lot of statistics involved in this, as you would always have. So there was a big movement between classifications and everything, but it's still very good news. And maybe the most encouraging news is there were, you know, quite a substantial number of new jobs created. And obviously related to that, the number of employable people who are still actively looking for jobs, so the unemployed, that number also came down by a couple of 100,000. So that it is all good news, but of course, you know, we've got so long to go, and we're still way below the levels pre-COVID. You know, we're still trying to get those jobs back. And really, the answer to jobs in South Africa is confidence. I mean, confidence, will we have electricity? Will we have water? Will you sell a house? How long will it take for the transfer to go through? You know, there's just so much uncertainty, per se, and that people aren't investing because there's no confidence as to what the future's going to actually give you, and until that changes, we're not going to make a meaningful dent in unemployment, unfortunately.
Wayne McCurry, thank you from Wealth and Investments at First National Bank.